The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
Isn't this a sports show?
Clinton has said accurately, I might add, on the Facebook page. Almost entirely sports. The show where Josh reads all of his tweets. And I have no counter-argument to that. That is true and fair.
Almost entirely.
Excuse me. I'm talent. I'm talent, sir. Unhand me.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I am Joshua Briscoe. Rudy with the reverse slam. Beard with the judgmental gaze. What's up, Beards? How you doing?
I'm here.
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this the most important thing I could be talking about? Well, I mean, probably not. Debatable.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Whole bunch of stuff to talk about here tonight on this edition of Almost Entirely Sports. I'm Joshua Briscoe, 3D Salazar, Beards McFly, the trio here to talk about a bunch of things. We've got a Chiefs game just around the corner at the Seth Kaiser Tuesday. We have a truly, actually massive show announcement to make here in just a little bit. And Rudy is doing a fantasy draft.
I'm on the clock. Travis Kelce wants 7.
Right, oh, wow. You're picking 8?
Yeah.
What's been the board so far? Take us with you.
So, McCaffrey 1, Cook 2, Mahomes 3, Kamara 4, Henry 5, Davante Adams 6, Travis Kelce 7.
Oh, Zeke's at the top of your board, right?
Saquon Barkley. I got 20 seconds.
Saquon and Zeke both have bad vibes for me this year, man. I skipped on both of them.
I'm kind of leaning into Aaron Jones.
Oh, where is Todd Gurley? Aaron
Jones. I like
Jones
the receiving
eight.
Option. Maybe Jonathan Taylor.
PPR league?
I got 10 seconds. I got to make a decision.
Got to make a decision.
Tyreek Hill.
Really?
He's going to take Aaron Jones.
No, I actually did take Tyreek Hill.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Wow, receiver. You get to pick again in a couple picks here.
Yeah.
One of those running backs will still be there in a few picks.
Yeah.
You'll get.
I wanted to make sure I got a top-notch receiver.
You get Zeke, Barkley, or Aaron Jones.
I don't want
it,
Zeke.
I got
Taylor, Eckler, Jones.
Eckler, too. You'll be fine.
I'm good with any of those.
You'll be fine. That eight spot's not too bad.
Somebody's going to take Saquon Barkley. Somebody's going to take Ezekiel. I don't feel either of them.
We'll follow along on Rudy's fantasy draft. We'll look ahead a little bit to Chiefs Browns. We'll do more of that tomorrow as well. And also, there are a couple of smaller stories from the NFL world that I'm really, really tickled by. That should, I think, also make everybody else very, very happy as well. It's just fun. The question here now, though, and the three of us have talked about this a little bit some, but we haven't fully made the decision nor the declaration yet here. When should we do the announcement?
Yes.
Because we got Seth at the top of the 9. I don't want to make people wait a full hour. I also feel like maybe not top of the show. Maybe you make people stick around for a little bit. We got a couple of funny NFL stories that I feel like would be a good way to start the show on a normal night. You want to say, okay, here's what I'm thinking, guys. You guys let me know. I need your feedback on this one, okay? I almost came up with a very heavy-handed tease for what the announcement will be, but I actually just, I decided not to. I could do a full, at the end of this break, if we get through this whole segment without spilling the beans, I could do a full Ryan Seacrest American Idol. Find out the Almost Entirely Sports earth-shattering announcement after the break. I can do that if we can get through this segment.
Yeah.
We can do 15 minutes of radio here.
Okay, I'm up.
I can do that. You're picking again. What's your board look like, Rudy?
I got Aaron Jones.
Take him. Just do it.
Yeah, I'm taking Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
I could go through some.
You almost took 8.
Like, Stephon Diggs is, like, intriguing.
Draft?
10. Stephon Diggs is intriguing and just
snake
having,
draft.
Like, two great wide receivers. But like you probably
that,
should have
that running back. The running back group gets thin.
And
about
there's
the fourth,
there's a lot
round.
Of good wide receivers.
Ton of them.
Yeah, I'm gonna drop Aaron Jones.
Ton of them. Keenan Allen is always there, like a full round later than you'd think.
I can't obviously know this because like I just don't have the information. I bet if you go back and look at, so I think roughly the last 6 years since Cooper Kupp like got to the NFL, he has probably been on my team in like 90% of the time.
Yeah.
And he's always there in, like, round 6,
yep.
And he's always, like, a top 20 wide receiver.
Yep.
The dude is just great.
Yeah.
I want Cooper Kupp to be a Chief so bad. He's just the white pick. Right pick. Sorry.
So, here's my favorite thing from the football world.
Sorry, Wallaby says he's all about the Chubb Club. And now I kind of wish I drafted Nick Chubb to name my team the Chubb Club. It's a good name.
I'm still very proud of that one football fantasy team I've done, which was when we did the 30-player one or whatever. A couple years ago, and I named my team Ha Ha Chicken Strips.
That was very good.
That was my favorite.
I'm in a 16-team league, and Ha Ha Chicken Strips.
We did an AES massive league. That was something.
And then we said we were going to do it again, and we haven't.
Well,
yeah.
Things happen.
Maybe next year. So here's my favorite story of maybe the football season. Remember last year when the Denver Broncos had to play a game with no quarterbacks?
Oh, yes. I saw the story.
They had to play a game with no quarterbacks last year. Apparently, John Elway was straight up on the phone, talking to Roger Goodell.
Was he trying to play like that South Carolina GA?
Yes. Basically,
trying to suit up?
Yes. Can I get out there on a vet minimum? That would be so funny.
That would be good.
I really like that idea. They get to this this unfortunate situation, and depending on the stories that you may have heard at the time, ultimately what the NFL said was, we're not going to move this because your quarterback room didn't follow the protocols, and we're not going to derail this game because some of your guys didn't follow the protocols.
Don't be dumb.
Just simply don't be dumb. Here is a summary of a story from Sam Farmer in the LA Times. I would encourage, if you'd like more of the story, you can go to Sam Farmer's story. But Troy Rink of Denver 7, Denver, obviously. Stupid. Summarize it this way. Why did Goodell ignore the Broncos' pleas to move the Saints game? Surveillance video from Denver's facility showed quarterbacks had tried to fool the system. They had removed their contact tracing devices and put them in four corners of the meeting room. Then they sat together to watch film.
Oh my goodness.
There's just no reason to do this. This is just outrageously silly. So easy to solve. So easy to not do. You can just keep on your contact tracer and just watch the screen from 6 feet apart. And that's funny. The idea that Drew Locke and the rest of the Broncos quarterbacks last year took off as a coordinated effort. They were all like, guys, bleep this, am I right? Let's just throw our contact tracers in opposite corners of the room. No one's ever going to know. How would they know? Security cameras. That's funny, okay?
It is.
This story is funny.
It is funny.
I think my favorite. I saw this on Reddit, and I think my favorite comment was somebody put that they put their trackers on little Roombas and just sent them off together. It's like, yeah, they're totally following the rules. Why does this guy keep running into a wall?
So that's funny.
Do players not know that their teams have cameras in the facilities?
No.
Didn't Tennessee have something like this? There was another team that had a security camera thing too.
I find this story very funny. Here. Rudy's up again. I'll save the funny a second bit next. Third round pick. What you got, Rudy?
So I'm looking at a lot of wide receivers here. We got A.J. Brown, Justin Jefferson,
I love A.J.
Terry
Brown.
McLaurin, Oof. Keenan Allen, Allen Robinson, C.D. Lamb. There's also, though, the George Kittle still there, but I think I can get Kittle on the go around.
I love
because
A.J. Brown.
Here's
but
the thing.
So many
I can definitely
there.
Get Kittle because the next two people behind me are on auto draft. So it's just going to take the four best.
Wow.
Kittle's not on the four best. So I know I'm getting – I think getting a tight end – a good tight end is probably smart. I mean, maybe
sure.
It's not Kittle, but I think getting one of the better tight ends is smart.
I love A.J. Brown.
I'm guaranteed to get Kittle in the go-around, though, so I don't need to get him now. I also really like Justin Jefferson.
By the way,
catches.
I like Justin Jefferson also.
I realized we were missing a bit here for Rudy's fantasy football draft. I have fantasy music.
I got 10 seconds.
I'll remember to play this next time.
I also will need to read the internet fully.
I'm
going to
roll with Justin Jefferson because I'm thinking maybe Julio Jones steals a few targets from AJ Brown.
Sure.
and I'm right back up because, again, they auto-draft. I'm on the clock. So now, I got CeeDee Lamb, we got George Kittle, then you got running backs David Montgomery and Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders always worries me. I would be tempted by Miles Sanders just because I know that running back. How many running backs do you start in this league?
Two. I've got my two receivers. So I'm feeling good there.
Kittle seems safe. Maybe Trey Lance throwing the ball to him in a little while.
Let's roll down.
It's our fantasy music again if you missed that joke.
Yeah. I think running back. Oof. The running backs get real thin after this.
Why would you want a thin running back?
I wouldn't.
David Montgomery.
I want all my running backs to look like Maurice Jones-Drew. I want them to be an orb. You ever try to tackle an exercise ball?
So what are we thinking? I got David Montgomery, Miles Sanders. What do you guys like? Five.
Beard's pick.
Four.
Sanders.
Three. Montgomery it is.
Just fair.
I would now, with the Broncos story briefly in the rear view, I would like to read something again. So the surveillance camera shows that all these Broncos quarterbacks put their contact tracers in four separate corners of a room and then watch film close together. I would now like to read the internet, please.
And now, Josh reads the internet.
This is Drew Locke's apology from November 29th. As a proud member of the Denver Broncos, I can attest that our entire team has taken the COVID-19 pandemic seriously, following all of the rules to keep each other safe.
Roomba, come back here!
We're tested daily, get quick results, and are confident our facility is a safe environment for everyone. In a controlled and socially distanced area, we let our masking slip for a limited amount of time. An honest mistake, but one I will own. I sincerely apologize, and I fully understand why these safety precautions are so important. Doing the right thing for a majority of the time is not good enough. I pray for my teammates' health, safety, and success today. I look forward to getting back on the field next week. Go Broncos.
I think they bought it, you guys.
I would have given Teddy Bridgewater the job just based off this story.
Yeah.
I need a quarterback that has some decision-making abilities, and this is a dumb one.
It's questionable.
This is a dumb decision and a bad apology. I'm sure someone somewhere is about to tell me that Sam Farmer got fake news because COVID's fake and trackers don't work and that Roomba was just vacuuming. But there you go.
It was. The cell phones.
Trying to come up with a joke about... Hold on. There are 17 games this year, so this is tougher than usual. The Broncos this season are going to go 5-12. It would have been funny to say 12-5, but it also would have been so wrong.
Yeah, because there's
that
no one
would have taken that joke seriously. And you need.
I mean, maybe that's the joke is that they're good, but that's jokes have to be somewhat possible.
You got to be grounded in reality, right? And the idea of this Broncos team winning 12 games is just silly.
But they have Teddy Bridgewater now.
And I think that'll help them get to. I think they'll probably win more than five games.
Seven seems doable.
But 7G and...
That joke will be good in about 20
10.
Years.
Yeah, right. Whenever 7G causes a pandemic, it'll be funny.
This draft's going to go fast because... There's a 10-team league and four are on auto draft.
That explains. You can go ahead and keep your volume up. I'm ready to hear Matthew Berry yell at you.
I've got music ready.
The fantasy music is still ready.
I've got more.
I will say this. I did.
I have a whole folder full.
I did back to back to back fantasy drafts.
Yeah.
Really? Were you in two of them?
I was in two of them. Those. Yeah. I did the two. Maybe the first two back to back.
Yeah. Because the other one's a Yahoo one that I've been in forever. The other ones are I'm on ESPN. But I did three drafts on Sunday night. Yeah, it was on Sunday night. And man, fantasy drafts really are fun.
Mm-hmm.
I know that that's probably a pretty lukewarm take, but I got this offseason is probably the closest I had gotten in a while to just being like, hey, I might just stop. I'm just really busy, and I'm the commissioner of the first two leagues, so I have to email everybody and be like,
a little bit
Hi,
more work involved.
Do you want to be in my league again? I started this when I was 13, and I really didn't know what I was signing up for. But here we are. And a fantasy draft is great. I was excited to go look at the rankings. I do think that three is my max in terms of, like, full leagues.
Yeah.
Although some of the, you know, some of the weekly stuff and some of the daily stuff and everything, I'm
a little different.
This might be the year for me to get in on that a little bit. I don't know. We'll see. But I had a good time. I was sort of hoping to be interrupted by ESPN sounds, but we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit still.
So give me your roster right now again here, Rudy.
So currently looking at Aaron Jones and David Montgomery at running back, then Tyreek Hill and Justin Jefferson at wide receiver.
Did you take Kittle?
No.
Got it. There are some decent tight ends a little bit down the line.
What do you need still a tight end that blocks for?
Good point.
It's a great point.
Like, there's still guys like Kyle Pitts.
Do you get points for blocking as a tight end in fantasy? I don't think you do.
There are more. There were better tight end options going forward than there really were running back options.
I don't care with that. Yeah.
And there is like a little bit of the with George Kittle. I mean, one, he often suffered injuries last year, and there's also just the who's going to be his quarterback and for how long.
Two decent options, at least, for a very good tight end. But,
for sure,
you know,
for sure.
You want to have the depth at the positions you need the depth for.
And it's not, again, like, if Kelsey went a pick before me, I would have drafted Kelsey at it. Because it's just like, you just
Not reading the internet. In fact, you're really talking about fantasy football right now, Beards.
You have such a big advantage.
Beards, just so you know, you're on thin freaking ice for me right now,
that's
Beards.
That's fine, whatever. That's fine.
Thank you for getting the music. I'm sorry that I lashed
There's
out.
There's such a big gap between Travis Kelce and just literally everybody else that tied in fantasy sports that when you have a guy like that, you're just at such a clear advantage every week.
This music makes me want to go to my lineup so I can talk about my fantasy team.
Let's do it. Everybody loves just when we talk about your fantasy team.
Just with this music is really doing it for me.
I already know who my next pick is. Like, I kind of have to draft this guy if he's there. Cooper Kupp is there. He's the second best on the board.
I've been told that he's the correct pick, was it?
Yeah. It's the premium pick. Premium pick.
The choice pick. I ended up with Dak Prescott, I think, in two of my three leagues, because right around that, Rudy took Lamar Jackson right out under my freaking toes a pick ahead of me in one of those leagues. I ended up with Russell Wilson in one and Dak Prescott in a couple leagues.
Most Dak's people, not bad. Dak's a good fantasy quarterback.
That range, Russell Wilson's probably in like 4, 5, 6. Dak's in 5, 6, 7, something like that. There's a drop-off. All right, we go back to Rudy Salazar's board. We could really just blast that music, Beards. We could really just...
Well, hang on. Let it get to the crescendo. Let it get to the good part.
He's on the clock.
Pick 47, Cooper Kupp.
You can't get Cooper Kupp. Sweat it out. Who are you doing this league with, by the way?
Mostly high school friends and a couple people I didn't know in high school.
But a long time league. Okay.
So this feels like a pretty good receiver option. I got Chris Godwin, Deontay Johnson, Julio Jones, DJ Moore, T. Higgins.
Kupp is on the top of the board? Or did he go?
Who? Oh, no. Cooper Kupp got drafted.
Oh!
I got 20 seconds. Pick before me.
Okay, so I rattle them off again.
So, like, Chris Godwin, Julio Jones, DJ Moore. That's kind of, like, the three that
Seems like a Godwin angle for me, I think. Deontay Johnson makes me a little nervous. There's just a lot going on in Pittsburgh. And also his quarterback is a Confederate statue.
Let's roll with Chris Godwin. I'm going to let you take that one. We're rolling with Chris Godwin.
Or is he a Lego man, Josh?
Okay, now I'm up again.
He's a Lego Confederate statue.
It's a fast turnaround.
Okay.
What's your
tight end board look like right now? What round is it?
So,
6, 7?
This is round 6, yes. And so it's Waller, Kelce, and
Kittle are gone.
Still got TJ Hockenson, Kyle Pitts.
I need to get more music.
Probably wait out one of them.
I am liking Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, it's gonna be a while before anywhere.
It's gonna be a while before I'm up, so like I'm kind of maybe leaning.
Have you drafted Danny Amendola? Did you see he's having to deal with the Texans?
Oh my goodness.
Danny Amendola is back, baby.
Jeez,
that's not fantasy, so we don't need the music.
Here's the thing: Gus Edwards gonna get a lot of run in Baltimore.
Is he still on the board there?
Yeah,
I kind of like that pick a little bit. Although Le'Veon Bell in the practice
Kareem
squad,
Hunt's also there too. But I get a little worried with just because it's Chubb and Hunt, which always. But
sure. Quick, make your pick. Matthew Berry. That was jarring.
Let's go with Gus Edwards.
Selection was made.
Yeah, I drafted Gus Edwards. I feel pretty good about Gus Edwards.
I think your roster's coming together.
Here's the thing with the fantasy draft. We talked about how much we like it. I also hate it because I hate every pick I make except for probably Cooper Kupp. He's the only pick I ever make that I don't hate.
Your turn around, you're going to regret
every single pick I make.
You're going quarterback, tight end on your next turn. Yeah. I can feel it from here.
It would take somebody. I'm not even for sure who that. I mean, if Kareem Hunt somehow is there, which he won't be, then I might go that way again. But yeah, this feels like the quarterback, tight end spot.
All right. Well, we've made it through.
Dak is still available, so. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Justin Herbert. There's a lot of quarterbacks there.
That little barbershop quartet right there.
Tom Brady.
I couldn't think of the word quartet, so I started with barbershop and hoped it would fill in, and it did.
Jalen Hurts is also weirdly high. Now, I know it's the rushing aspect of it, but his projected fantasy points still seems much higher.
You got to get one of those four, I think. The Dak,
for sure.
Rodgers, Wilson, Herbert group seems good.
Still Brady. He's healthy this year.
I think
he played all last year on one leg. The man's healthy.
If I've said it once, I've said it since 2000. If I've said it once, I've said it since 2008. This is Brady's washed.
Little Brady Godwin connection, you know.
Brady is an old man. Again, I've been saying this for a full decade now. He'll never win another ring.
Ooh, I got Justin Jefferson, which means I have to draft Kirk Cousins.
Oof.
So that both me and Justin Jefferson's can be yelling at him, Kirk, just throw the ball!
Where's Cole Beasley? Is he on the board still?
He's actually inactive. COVID protocol.
That doesn't seem right. That seems improbable. It's got to be some sort of fantasy... there has to be a rule broken if your quarterback is playing... in a plexiglass container. Like, it feels like that really is an unfair advantage. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Yeah. It's an unfair advantage to the offense.
Well, wait a second here. Here's the real question about this whole plexiglass thing. How high up does it go? Because he's still got to throw that ball. Yeah. Does he have to basically just arc it straight up and then back over the glass so the receiver's got to be, like, right in front of him to
catch it? His check down to Dalvin Cook has a four-second air time.
Yeah, how much of a wind-up does he get? Can he go a full wind-up? Because if he can't go a full wind-up, the arm strength is now severely limited.
Yeah, I mean, if there's anything that's been important about Kirk Cousins' career so far, it's his awesome arm strength. Yeah, that's a great point. I think he throws it through the plexiglass every time, and they just bring out a new one.
Is there a little hole cut into it? He has to throw it right there, otherwise it's an incomplete pass?
Like the screen that a warm-up pitcher will use, for the home run derby or in batting practice or whatever.
I mean, in theory, he could catch it, so it wouldn't be an incompletion.
Put a screen in front of him.
Wouldn't have a lot of room to work with after that.
Right.
It's going to be hard to be tackled, but it's also going to be hard to gain yard. At some point, your forward progress is clearly stopped.
You know those Dr. Pepper barrels you have to throw football into to win a scholarship because we live in a boring dystopia?
Yes. Because that's the only way we can give kids free money for college.
That's right. We have to have a corporate sponsor for it.
Throwing a football through a hole.
We have to have a corporate sponsor for it, and right now somebody is licking Cheeto dust off their fingers to tweet at me about how woke I am. Kirk Cousins is inside one of the Dr. Pepper containers, and he has to throw the ball out of it.
Very good.
You shouldn't lick Cheeto dust off your fingers, man. It's just gross. I don't like
it. How do you get it off?
You wash it. You wash your hands with soap and water.
It's there forever.
Like it's a waste of...
You guys eat... God, this is a stupid
creamy
question. You would think...
Creamy.
Creamy?
I don't know why I said creamy.
Why are your fingers creamy, man? This sucks. I should know this about Beards by now, but Beards, we did chip rankings, I don't remember. Uh-huh. If I give you nacho cheese Doritos or Cheez-Its, Cheetos or puffy Cheetos or whatever, something with cheese balls, uh-huh, something with cheesy powder, which one would you go to?
Cheetos.
You like Cheetos?
Yes.
Fine. Again, I think we covered this a couple shows back, but my memory is not very good. Rudy, you like I know you love a jalapeno.
I do.
Cheeto. Nope, we got a... Beards, could you please hit the... We got two... I want to ask about Cheeto dust. Yeah.
So I was, like, pretty heavy going tight.
Here's a tease. These next two shows are going to be effing unhinged.
But the problem is, there's not really a tight end that I love.
S. Wallaby on Twitch says you could use chopsticks to eat Cheetos, that is awesome.
I think I'm almost leaning towards maybe going another receiver here.
Knife and a fork, baby.
And I think
fine dining!
S. Wallaby says, are you allowed to lick the cheese dust off chopsticks? I'll say yes.
Robbie Anderson.
I'll say yes, because it's a utensil that goes in your mouth.
Kenny Golladay is always good. Chase Claypool.
What is your strategy
seconds
here?
I don't love any of the tight ends. I may hold off on tight ends.
Did Pitts go?
He did. Yeah.
What's your quarterback choices?
I'm going to wait till the next pick to draft a quarterback.
Don't take Robbie Anderson.
I'm going to go with... Oh, boy, this is bad. Chase Claypool. I hate this pick. 1 minute is not enough time.
Okay, Beard. Oh, we're back on the... Beard's back on the clock.
That's how it's always going to be. It's always
going
to be back.
So you're going quarterback
boom, boom.
Here?
Yeah, quarterback.
What are your quarterback options?
Basically, it's Russell Wilson, Justin Herbert, Tom Brady.
I'm probably going Wilson there, but it would be fun to have Herbert.
Twitch,
I think.
Tell me, Wilson Herbert.
Twitch, pick quick. Oh,
Twitch,
we could have done
Wilson
a,
Herbert.
We definitely could have done a
Come
poll
on, Twitch.
Or something, but it would take too long.
That's what Albie says. Herbert. Take
I
him.
Can I can read enough comments. So, yeah, 30 seconds. Twitch, tell me. Right now, Herbert leads. This is Twitch's pick.
Russ feels safer, and it also I don't. He might have a.
But like
this is Twitch. I don't even get to make this pick. This is out of my hands.
You got two
what
votes
if he gets
for
traded?
Herbert.
What it if is. He gets traded to the Bears?
All.
also, everybody on Twitch. Says
10
Herbert.
Seconds. Twitch.
Everybody
Herbert or Wilson?
Unanimous on Herbert right
everybody
now. 3-0.
Matthew Berry says, "Take a pick."
Twitch says Herbert.
Herbert. I say Herbert.
Herbert.
All right. Wow.
Now I can blame Twitch if this all goes.
All
poorly.
Right, Rudy, your team name can be. Hold on.
I hate this team so much.
Justin Sherbert and Ice Cream Shop. So if
well,
you've got
Brock,
the...
you're a little late. Okay.
Brock says Russ, and that would be my vote. But that's okay. Twitch made a pick. So you've got Cheeto dust on your fingers. Okay. You have gotten to the end of, let's say, a snack-sized bag, or you're just done with whatever your portion is. What is your next move?
I'm done with the Cheetos.
You're done eating Cheetos. You're done with your meal. Whatever. You've eaten Cheetos are good with a good sandwich.
Yeah.
You're done with your sandwich. You're done with your Cheetos. What do you do?
Look at my fingers.
Yep.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. My Cheetos are the jalapeno Cheetos. I need that good jalapeno taste.
I might gag.
Give me that jalapeno taste.
I'm gonna gag
in my mouth.
You guys touch so many surfaces here. Let me ask you this question.
I'm touching Cheetos since I put them in my mouth.
I'm
anyway.
Not touching all this stuff and then touching Cheetos. Like I'm at home. My hands are clean. I'm in a stable. I'm in my bubble.
But then you've got. Licked Cheeto fingers.
Yes. And then I go wash them.
I mean, that is better than the alternative, I guess.
Yeah,
of
like,
just like considering
there is,
I mean, clean.
Listen, there's washing involved.
I mean, listen, you lick the Cheeto dust off your finger, you're not getting it all. That stuff is like.
Your finger's
super
still
glue.
Orange.
Yeah.
Your finger
so
is
I lick what
still
I can,
orange.
And then I go wash off the rest.
Yep.
Why don't you just get a bag of Cheeto powder and just stick your hands in it and then just lick your hands
That's
like a wild
point.
Bear?
That's not the point.
Did you not get enough Cheeto dust on the actual crunchy, delicious Cheetos?
It's just
I'm supposed to wash off
little
the excess?
Taste.
Not off the Cheetos, but you don't eat your fingers. You wouldn't lick a Cheeto. You wouldn't download a car.
Well, he asked if he has any sandwich left, because if so, he'd wipe it off on the bread.
I don't know about that one, Chief. It gets under your fingernails and stuff, and you got germs under your fingernails.
Those germs are already on me. They're already inside of me.
So are the Cheetos and all the Cheeto dust. You don't need more of the Cheetos. Just eat the Cheeto. All right, follow-up question. All right, so you got a bag, right?
Yeah.
You're putting your hand in the bag.
Uh-huh.
How many and which fingers are grabbing Cheeto?
I think I'm usually like a three fingers, thumb, pointer, middle.
Yeah, about the same.
Feels right.
Getting a couple, not like, you know, I'm not trying to
like
grab
I'm not,
a handful.
Yeah, I'm not doing
here,
handful.
Shove them in my mouth. I'm getting a couple, and then I'm munching on those.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back for more.
I'd like you to mark some of that for future usage, because I think out of context, it's going to be real upsetting for at least Rudy. Okay, I really zoned out because I was trying not to laugh over what I thought was going to be pretty good audio. It's 8. We have a massive announcement.
I know. We are
getting, we have the biggest announcement that we have at least made since we
I mean, if you
went
want,
from ESPN
I got
City
two
over here.
Quick picks. If you want to take a break after that,
we definitely should.
Okay, so there's a lot of good wide receivers in the NFL.
See, it's always that's how it always
there's
works.
A lot, right now, top of the board,
you should have taken Kittle.
Devontae Smith, Debo Samuel, DJ Shark,
I like
Michael
Debo.
Thomas.
Sorry, who's the third one?
DJ Shark. DJ Shark. Mike Williams, Sony Michel, Jalen Waddle, Kenyon Drake, AJ Dillon. You know what I do? I got it.
What was one of the first couple of receivers? I like Debo. And
no tight end has been drafted. So.
Oh, geez,
you like Debo?
Matthew Berry.
You like Debo,
out.
Josh?
I like Debo. I've ended up with Debo.
Debo Samuel, baby.
Feels like he could have a real high ceiling. I like taking some of those younger, less proven receivers late. You got to take a tight end at some point, right?
I do. This feels like the tight end.
What's your group?
So I'm looking at Jonu Smith, Dallas Goedert, Robert Tonyan, and Mike Gesicki. So I've heard a lot of people say, actually, that Mike Gesicki is like the good value pick here.
Ooh, I kind of like Jonu Smith a little
and
bit.
And that intrigues me a little bit.
You've really
the problem. Yeah, well, I was going to say the problem with Jonu Smith is the fact that, like,
Matthew Berry,
I can't trust Cam Newton throw the football, but Cam Newton will throw the football.
This might be the record for most I have. Chad the Jordan Foote, who has tweeted about how he is just hanging on the edge of his seat waiting for this announcement.
Gonna go with.
He did catch on to something. Jordan, did you see Jordan's tweets?
Gonna go with. It's time to get. Gesicki. I wish I could remember who I heard say that, but I've just been like, Mike Gesicki is like the one fantasy guy going to this draft that's stuck in my head.
Because
I heard one person say he's the value pick.
The way you guys eat Cheeto dust makes me Gesicki.
Put it on the poll!
OUSASS, we buried the lead on the show today. Story of AES, though.
That's true, but it's honestly even more true today in a way that not only is going to be like...
When we come back, who will I draft in the 11th round?
Like, the people who are like, oh, this is funny, they buried the lead of this announcement. Like, you're going to be mad at me for doing it whenever we actually say what it is. So, whenever we come back, here on Almost Entirely Sports, we will make a legitimately earth-shattering show announcement about who Rudy will take with his next picks in his fantasy draft. And then also something that will change the course of this show for the rest of its almost entirely life. After the break.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
And today felt like a good time to kind of throw a big question at him. And so I asked Coach, I don't know why I called him Coach just then. I might have said Coach.
I
might call him Coach. I don't really call him Coach casually.
He is Coach. Like once you been a coach, you're always coach.
That's true.
Yeah, like you're just always coach. People always refer to you as coach.
I asked,
Josh also called his high school coach's dad, though.
With Joshua Briscoe.
It's a joke about me being homeschooled, and it's a pretty good joke. The difference is after I graduated, I also moved out of my parents' house, which isn't currently true for not homeschooled, but home living beards. Rudy is crumpled into a heap in the corner.
That's so good.
Because Beards and I just exchanged body blows.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Whenever they do the behind the music of this show, that liner is going to need an entire segment.
Oh, boy.
Rudy, did you make more picks during the break?
Yeah, so the 11th round, I drafted AJ.
Didn't even announce it today. Until tomorrow.
It would be so us. I drafted AJ Dillon.
Sure.
Running back, Green Bay.
All right, get your other one.
Back on the clock, Wallaby, good news. You wanted me to draft Robert Tonyan. Well, guess who's still available? Robert Tonyan.
There you go. It's happening.
You're now. I now have three Packers players.
Hold on. What's that?
It's more Game of Thrones stuff.
Well, what's that music?
Oh, that's not this one.
Is that not this one?
No, it's not this
one. I made a request.
I know, you did, but I was
Thin
I was
Ice, Beards!
I was not using that one for Rudy's fantasy!
No, it's the one that I want for I think it... Oh, yeah.
You have me now?
No.
I'm a little happy.
Yeah, this music.
I take it back. I hate this draft.
You guys know this.
It's garbage.
You guys know this.
I blame Twitch.
Music.
I just want to draft Ben Roethlisberger. like call my team name.
We're making
BBQ
the announcement.
Player.
Nope.
You know, TB12 diet.
Yes.
BBQ diet.
Can we make this announcement?
Yeah.
If Matthew Berry interrupts me.
Well, I'm trying to make this announcement. You got time. You got plenty of time. 13
going to lose my mind.
You got time.
Here's the announcement. This music is fitting. Because if you're a Game of Thrones fan, you understand that this is not the music that precedes a positive celebratory event. This is the bad one. This is the bad music. And so here it is.
Oh, look at that. It's time to go to break.
This is also, at this point, I want everyone to know. Are you up to the draft again, Rudy?
No. Okay. 12 picks.
This part here is not a bit. This next thing I'm about to say is actually true. Tomorrow.
I wish Matthew Berry would chime in board.
I was hoping, man.
Beards McFly will eat a vegetable. Nope, that was not true.
Maybe make a couple more of those jokes, 9 picks away.
I'm almost out of music, so hurry up.
Tomorrow will be the last Almost Entirely Sports with Beards McFly.
Oh, look, the music ended. Perfect timing.
I did bring a party popper
party
that
popper.
I hid all the way until that announcement.
Did not see that
I
coming.
Did go get it during a commercial break because it felt right. It is not a bit, though.
That is not a joke.
It is not because he's not producing it, because he's hosting it, which would be, I mean, that would be bad. That'd be even worse than the Red Wedding. No one wants that. But tomorrow will be the last AES produced by the one and only Beards McFly. Obviously, he and I have been doing this show since the ESPN Kansas City days. We'll go through memory lane, whatever. Beards, I expect tomorrow, I expect some old liners.
I'll find some.
I expect some stinky liners.
Oh, there's some of those, too.
I expect some bad content. And
I mean, that's just us every day.
And I expect a 24-second shot clock preview of the upcoming NBA season. I have a plan for something that I would like to do that Rudy knows and that Beards does not.
Uh-oh.
But
should be afraid.
I was going to say, can we say why Beards is leaving the show? And then I thought maybe we shouldn't. And then I thought, oh, I really don't care if we shouldn't. So we will. So starting next week, Beards will be producing The Zone middays here on Sports Radio 810 from 10 to 2. So Beards is moving up the ladder and also kind of just earlier in the day on the ladder clock, which is probably good for him.
JT jumped the gun on the congratulations to Beards and getting a real job. He still does not have a real job.
Just
a fake job on a different show.
It's a fake job with the sun still being up.
Yeah.
And so early?
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting. Yeah. The most embarrassing, I mean, for me, the worst part is that I agreed to box Jason Anderson, and I said, the winner gets Beards, and he beat me. And that, like, no, I didn't see that coming, so that was embarrassing. And if you're wondering, okay, well, that is jarring and upsetting, what are we going to do next? I would say, great question, the same boat, right there with you, my friend. Not totally sure.
Still figuring it out.
Still a lot of balls in the air. Still a lot of things that we don't know. But Beards, congratulations on going to a still fake job just when the sun is up. I do think there's a chance this backfires because it means you spend more time with your wife, who has way more chances to get sick of you.
To actually know you?
Yeah, and so
it's a dangerous game.
I mean, and look, I mean, we got tomorrow, and tomorrow we'll figure out what tomorrow's show will be, per usual.
Mm-hmm.
But it is sort of like the mob. Like, if you come crawling back or whatever, we'll break your kneecaps, and we will turn you away. So your bed has been made. Beards' exit is planned, and tomorrow will be the last Almost Entirely Sports with Beards McFly. We don't have shows the rest of the week. So we got Thursday Night Football on Thursday, and then KU football on Friday.
Yeah,
So, so these are the last two. This week, the last two shows with Beards.
4 more hours and 15 minutes.
Could I fire him today and then just, we could just, Rudy, you could run it tomorrow, right?
I mean, do you have that power?
I don't know. I mean,
hiring and firing power?
Here's the real thing is power is a funny question. What I do think is true is if I said, Beards, you can be here and like clock in or whatever and then just sit in the office and then we'll just do the show without, oh, we got to go to Rudy's. I feel like you would accept that, Beards. I feel like you would accept those terms. You would just not have to work.
I know who I'm drafting.
What's the board right now?
Top of the board.
Yeah. Is there a producer on there?
Nyheim Hines.
Wow, I love that pick.
Nyheim Hines in the 13th round feels strong.
Yeah.
He's not, here's the thing, is he going to be in every week 10 points or something? No. But like Nyheim Hines, like three times a year, going to have like three touchdown catches. Because that's just what Nyheim Hines does. It's also the 13th round, there's not a lot else. But I like Nyheim Hines. He can also do a backflip. Come on.
Is that extra
down.
Points?
Maybe.
Is this a backflip league?
Oh, I just... Bad news, guys. I really want to draft Ben Roethlisberger. I really do. He's the same bye week as Justin Herbert.
What are you going to do?
Good question.
There's some pretty funny... Do you want me to stall for a second?
Kirk Herbert Street.
What?
There's the team name.
So the person who is on auto is jumped in like round 12. Better late than never, I guess.
So it's no longer great.
The quick back-to-back.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, so let me read. There's just some very, very funny things on the Twitch chat that I wanted
to
highlight.
My next pick will be a kicker, though.
There's something that I wanted to highlight in the Twitch chat here that's pretty funny. What about
you
a
would
sleep?
Take Le'Veon Bell over Nyheim. What? Are you insane?
He's in the practice squad. Did someone do that?
Wallaby says I take Le'Veon Bell over Hines.
Yeah, so I'm going to read some funny things from the chat. So I take Le'Veon Bell over Hines. It's pretty funny. What about a sleep schedule? Congratulations to Beards on getting a real job. I love the zone. I got just a lot of funny, fun jokes.
Good jokes.
Being told in the Twitch chat. Oh, go ahead.
So now the question is, kicker is
take him anyway. Take Roethlisberger anyway.
I need a kicker. Ngoku is there.
Hey, Rudy,
Big Daniel Carlson guy.
Don't take a kicker yet.
It's round 14.
Don't take a kicker yet. You can take any kicker later.
But
I agree with Beards. Take Ben Roethlisberger. Even if Ben Roethlisberger's like, no, man, please don't draft me. You do it. Even if he's like, no, I don't
want
to be drafted. You draft Ben Roethlisberger. That's what he would want.
Ben Roethlisberger. You've been drafted. So the BBQ to plan. Diet. It's a lifestyle. We need to come up with a good name for Big Ben's diet. BBQ method? Like, that feels right, but what's the Q stand for? The Big Ben.
I've got teeth marks on my thumb because I was biting it so hard instead of saying anything that I wanted to say there.
Say it.
No,
say it.
It's fine.
Say it.
No, I'm good.
Say it.
That's all right.
Now for defense, we draft whoever's playing the Texans.
What are they going to do? Fire?
We just stick with whoever's playing the Texans week by week.
The Big Ben, quality diet.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's the BBQ method.
Don't tell me to break, Beards. You barely even work here anymore.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Thank you, Beards McFly, for your efforts today. I can't say your input, but your effort was good.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Really hurtful comment from Twitch. Beards, just know that most of us are listening to you a lot more now. From JT.
Unnecessary.
Really unnecessary.
You have been holding me back.
I've often believed that.
There's actually a chance Beards will talk less.
I was going to answer some really pressing questions on the Twitch chat.
Daniel Carlson. The Raiders are going to be great at getting into field goal range, but Derek Carr can't score touchdowns.
I love that. That's a great pick. I love the logic. So a question both from JT, who has the copyright to Sad Fans, and then from Aspen. Okay, so very serious question. Will Sad Fans move to the zone, or do I have to mourn the loss of that too? Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I mean, if you're a regular listener to this show, you understand that whenever someone is dead to the show,
they're dead.
They're in the great beyond, but they are. Yeah, I mean, we lost Charlie to the bubonic plague. Kent simply ascended and then did come back, which was pretty big.
White Walker syndrome.
I don't know what Beards' death is going to be. If we're able to get a Ouija board. If we're able. He turned off his mic when you said that.
The fan was too loud. I didn't hear what you said.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. He said eating too many vegetables. stupid. If we can get a Ouija board put together and communicate with Beards' spirit, I think there's a chance that perhaps he's able to posthumously send sad fans back to us. Quick, make a pick!
And with the last pick in this draft, I'm taking the Packers defense and special team.
Seth Kaiser is next.
You are listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.